Transferring to Puget Sound, some important details. After listening to our transfer podcasts on credit and advising and registration, you may want to know some of the important details you and your advisor will discuss as you begin. First, some details about the Puget Sound degree. Puget Sound counts credits in units, generally one unit for every full academic class. 32 units are required for our degree, 16 of which must be taken with us. All Puget Sound students must meet core requirements, of which there are 8, including 2 seminars that must be taken in the first 2 terms of enrollment. The majority of entering transfer students will have to enroll for at least 1 seminar, since it is not common for transfer credit to apply to them. Transfer students entering in the fall must select a seminar particularly designated for non-freshmen. The core also includes 5 approaches courses laid out in the degree progress report we describe in another of our podcasts. It is common for incoming transfer students to satisfy 1 or more of these requirements with transfer coursework. The capstone of the core is connections, a requirement that must be met with a Puget Sound course. In addition to the core, Puget Sound has a foreign language graduation requirement and an upper division course requirement, also laid out in the degree progress report. The foreign language graduation requirement is measured in proficiency. To demonstrate proficiency, you must either complete relevant language courses at Puget Sound, bring their equivalents in as transfer credit, or pass a foreign language proficiency exam once enrolled on campus. The upper division course requirement entails completion of 3 upper division units outside a student's primary major. It is in place to assure that Puget Sound students continue to infuse breadth into their studies beyond their early college career. Transfer coursework can be used toward this requirement in many cases. In your first conversation with your advisor, you will want to discuss all of these requirements with reference to the transfer credit you bring with you. That is why your credit evaluation, sent with your advising letter, is so important, because it is your starting place. It is especially critical that you alert your advisor to any courses you have taken before arrival that don't appear on your credit evaluation. If there is work missing, you will want to request a final transcript from any and all institutions whose credit we have not evaluated. Also in your first conversation with your advisor, you will want to sketch out, if only roughly, your timetable for completing a degree. This will be easier, of course, if you know your major area of study. But whether you do or not, you should estimate as carefully as you can how long it will take you to reach Puget Sound's required 32-unit total. Once you and your advisor have discussed a plan for registration, your advisor will give you an advising code which unlocks your registration in Cascade for the coming term. Sometimes you will find a hold on your registration, most commonly for things like immunization or a form that is yet to be completed. Instructions will appear on how to remove the hold, at which point you may enter your code and proceed to choose your classes. Once you have entered your advising code for a given term, you may return to make changes in your registration without re-entering your code. New codes are issued every term to assure that you and your advisor consult about your academic planning on each occasion. And changes that you make to your schedule are always reported to your advisor to assure that he or she can review them and alert you to any problems they may pose. One final note. Like every Puget Sound student, you will occasionally encounter closed classes at registration. The Cascade registration system permits you to place yourself on as many as 2 wait lists and to indicate which classes, if any, you want dropped if you are admitted to a waitlisted class. Between the time of registration and the beginning of classes, these wait lists are processed weekly, and if a spot opens for you, you will be automatically enrolled for the waitlisted class and notified of this action. If you waitlist a class you really want or need, and the waitlist process does not enroll you for it by the time classes begin, you should plan to attend the first meeting of the class and request instructor permission to add. Such permissions are granted routinely, so while there is no guarantee of success, this strategy is one you should certainly try. Remember, as you make your plans for your first semester at Puget Sound, your academic advisor and the Office of Academic Advising are available to answer questions and assist you in achieving your goals.